CBSi in the world. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Your subscriptions most welcome. Your donations most appreciated, because we're about to glimpse through Bob's telling the James Webb Space Telescope's first image. And Bob, you've prepared me for this. You said this is an infrared scope or something that is not optical. It looks like fireflies in a Philadelphia evening about August. What am I looking at?
Well, this is the first light image, and it's not optical, as you said. It's an infrared image, near infrard. But what it is there. I posted it on Behind the Black, so you can look at it. It's 18 dots on a black screen. It's actually a mosaic of 18 different images, each taken by one of the 18 segments of the primary mirror. And each segment was aimed at a single star that was pretty much in a clear field of view. And so what you're looking at here is 18 images of the same star. And because those segments are not aligned yet, those dots, the star images, are not all in one spot. They are scattered about. And the goal now will be to adjust each mirror segment to bring those dots together so they're all at one point. And so this is that first image. What it tells us is that the telescope appears to be in focus. It's not out of focus like Hubble was. A rescue mission won't be required. It wouldn't be possible anyway, but it doesn't seem necessary. The images are sharp. This is really good news. And so now over the next month or so, they will align those segments so that all these dots show up in the same spot, and then it'll be ready to start images. Also, you should note that the telescope hasn't cooled down yet, and so there's a certain fogging going on here because this is infrared, which, because the telescope isn't cooled yet, there's fogging. You're getting the heat from the telescope fogging the images, John.
So this report indicates that China's attacking the moon. Why? What did the moon do to China?
Moon didn't do anything. You might remember that last week it was announced that astronomers had discovered a upper stage of a rocket that was going to hit the moon around March 4th. And at the time, they said they thought it might be from a Falcon 9 launch. Well, subsequently, they have done additional work, and an engineer at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory told them it didn't make sense. It was a Falcon 9 rocket. And so they did some more digging, and they realized it actually matches a Chinese Long March 3C launch. And so this is an upper stage from that launch. It was part of the launches that China did to get its lunar program going, and that put it into an orbit where eventually upper stage could hit the moon, and that's the upper stage that's going to hit the moon. So China not only dumps stuff on its own territory, John, it's dumping it on the moon. Now, this is not really a big deal. In fact, the best thing that could happen here is we can figure out exactly where and when it's going to hit, and astronomers could be orbital. It's going to be on the far side of the moon, so it's going to have to be orbital spacecraft can look at the impact. That'll give us information. That would be the best thing.
So the People's Republic of China has managed to actually attack the moon. That's what you're telling me. They've launched a missile that's going to strike the moon in some fashion. All right, let's now go to big astronomy, because big astronomy has concerns about the moon's far side. Now, Bob, there is a probe on the far side, a Chinese probe. Does this connect to that?
No. Let me explain. The far side of the moon, because it doesn't face the Earth, it's actually completely blocked from all radio signals or electronic transmissions broadcasting that comes off the Earth. It's a very clean environment if you want to set up a radio telescope to do astronomy looking outward at the stars. It's a perfect location for putting a radio telescope, and astronomers have talked about this for years. Well, of course, astronomy has done nothing for decades to try to push for radio telescopes on the moon, just like they haven't built optical telescopes. And so instead of building a radio telescope to try to claim this territory on the moon, they have now put together a lobbying group to advocate the creation of a exclusive zone more than 1,000 miles wide on the moon's far side, where all future development will be forbidden so that they can build a radio telescope there. Someday, maybe in the future, future as they consider the idea possibly in their dreams. In other words, they want the world to give them ownership of a 1,000 miles wide circle on the moon. Total ownership, just give it to them. Now, it's actually not a bad idea to create a quiet zone on the moon so that this radio astronomy can occur. But I don't have any sympathy for the astronomers here. What they need to do is start building this project. And if they're actually going to build it and launch it and place it on the moon, then maybe we can talk about giving them an exclusive zone. But if they ain't going to do anything, they don't have a right to claim territory anywhere. And that's what they're trying to do.
Bob Zimmerman, your subscriptions and donations are most appreciated. This is Happy Birthday Month for Bob Zimmerman and the website Behind the Black. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.